This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Several hundred homes, perhaps as many as 1,000, have been destroyed by the grass fires that roared through parts of Boulder County. And miraculously, in the words of Colorado officials, no deaths have been reported. Now, residents who were evacuated are anxious to get back to their homes. But Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley says downed power lines and other hazards could delay that.
As soon as residents are able to get back, we're going to let them back. That's our goal. We don't want to keep people out of their neighborhoods or their homes.
President Biden approved a major disaster declaration on Friday. And it doesn't seem real that only hours after these devastating fires broke out, that several inches of snow fell over areas around Boulder and along the Front Range. Snowy weather and calmer winds have helped crews keep the fire from spreading. Meanwhile, snow in the mountains is being measured by the foot right now. And it's very cold across the state, too. And driving conditions could be the worst of the season, given the amount of snow this storm has produced. Various winter weather advisories will remain in effect across the state today. And some Colorado workers are getting a raise with the new year. The state's minimum wage is increasing by 24 cents an hour to $12.56 for many workers and $9.54 an hour for employees who also get tips. Denver's minimum wage is also increasing to almost $16 an hour. And from downtown Denver, this is CPR News.